You're listening to WXYC Chapel Hill, 89.3 FM. This is Global Music. Global Music is our monthly show that pairs XYC DJs with faculty from UNC to discuss a particular geographical region of the globe and explore some of its music and musicians and history as well. Today, we are going to talk about the music and poetry of Iraq and Iran. Our theme is music from the axis of evil. And of course, this phrase refers to the famous or infamous, depending on your point of view, speech that President Bush gave as his 2002 State of the Union Address, in which he designated the countries of Iran, Iraq, and North Korea as an axis of evil. And regardless of your particular political views, what we wanted to do today is kind of go behind some of the media rhetoric and explore aspects of the culture that you don't really hear a lot about in mainstream representations of this region. Our guest today is Professor Carl Ernst. He is William R. Keenan, Jr., Distinguished Professor of Religious Studies at UNC and Director of the Carolina Center for the Study of Middle East and Muslim Civilizations. Professor Ernst is a widely recognized expert on Islam, on the Middle East, on South Asia, and especially on Sufism, the spiritual dimension of Islam that informs and has impacted much of the music we're going to hear today. So we'll probably come back to that. Dr. Ernst, thank you for coming with us today.
Thanks very much.
The first thing we're going to listen to is a piece of Persian music or Iranian music. This is from one of the most widely known performers in Iran today. His name is Shahram Nazari. The album we're going to hear is called Gaume Zeba, or Charming Sorrow. Dr. Ernst, can you tell us a little bit about Shahram Nazari and the track we're going to hear?
Well, Shahram Nazari is an extremely accomplished vocalist. He studied with one of the classical masters of Iranian music, Shajarian. But he's especially celebrated for not only his vocal skill, but the way in which he draws upon the Sufi style of singing and also musical accompaniment. And his repertoire includes a significant number of Persian poems from masters such as Rumi and Hafez, and we'll hear some of those coming up.
The piece we're going to hear is called Pish Ahang Avaz Zand. Can you tell us anything about this piece?
Well, the name is basically having to do with the musical mode rather than anything else. But I think what we're going to see here is essentially a really great example of the deliberate, meditative improvisation that takes place in a series of musical modes. And in Persian, these are called the dastgah system, in which you have not exactly a specific, necessarily melody, although these do occur, especially in folk music, but a particular constellation of musical tones that are developed by the artist and embellished with a considerable amount of artistry. It's a different type of tonal arrangement than we're used to, but it grows on you.
Good. So this piece is Shahram Nazari. This is Pish Ahang Avaz Zand on his album Gaume Zeba, or Charming Sorrow. Let's listen.
Thank you.
You're listening to WXYC Chapel Hill, 89.3 FM. If you just tuned in, this is Global Music. Today we are exploring the music of Iraq and Iran with Professor Carl W. Ernst. We just heard Shahram Nazari, a Persian artist, perform Pish Ahang Aba Zand off of his album Charming Sorrow. Dr. Ernst, do you want to say anything about the instruments that were used in this song?
Well, this one was a purely instrumental piece, and it's really an example of a marvelous kind of orchestration of diverse instruments from the Persian tradition, including stringed instruments of various types, different drums, and the prominent use of the hammered dulcimer or santur. And this is, I think, really the top level of performance that we find among these musicians, and there are a number of conservatories and programs in Iran which are training people, and they're also, many of them, quite skilled in European classical music as well.
The next piece we're going to hear is also from Shahram Nazari. It's called Tasnif Mahru. It's from the same album, Charming Sorrow. This piece incorporates texts from a number of poets, among them Hafez and Saadi. These are very, very important poets in the Persian tradition. Can you tell us a little bit about what we're going to hear?
Well, these are poets from the 13th and 14th centuries who are still very much current in modern Iranian practice. I mean, people study these because they're still just extremely powerful expressions, and everyone knows a lot by heart. This is also an example of the way in which performers will pick and mix verses from different poets because they fit the mood, they fit the melody, and the rhythm. And so skillful performances can often achieve remarkable results by the conjunction of different pieces of literature.
So, in other words, they're going to try to put together a little bit from different poets to try to arrive at some kind of thematic coherence or some kind of mood.
Kind of an intertextual aesthetic thrill, yes.
Okay. So this is Tasnif Mahru, again performed by Shahram Nazari off of his album Charming Sorrow.
بی خطا بی خطا خوشتن چه میبینی صفا عشقم از سر رفت و عشقم از سر رفت و می سوزم هنوز عشقم از سر رفت و عشقم از سر رفت و می سوزم هنوز ای عجب باشد عجب باشد بینی که می سوزم در آب عاشقان محروم و درویشان خراب درویشان خراب عشقم از سر رفت و عشقم از سر رفت و می سوزم هنوز عشقم از سر رفت و عشقم از سر رفت و می سوزم هنوز ای عجب باشد عجب باشد وین یا عجب باشد که می سوزم در آب ماه رویا ماه رویا ماه رویا
That was Shahram Nazari performing Tasnif Mahru from his release Charming Sorrow. The next song we're going to hear is from a performer who goes by Shusha. She will be performing a song that is the text of which is an excerpt from the Masnavi of Jalaluddin Rumi. And I'm going to let Dr. Ernst say a bit about Rumi in just a minute. I also wanted to point out it's going to be a little different than the previous two songs we've heard. It's going to be Shusha singing alongside a flute and another instrument, a zarb. And the song we're going to hear has more in common with Persian folk traditions, at least in the musical style, than the more... I guess, high culture traditions of the previous two tracks that we just heard. So This is going to be an excerpt from Rumi's Masnavi. Dr. Ernst, who is Rumi, mm-hmm. and why is he so important in Persian music?
Rumi is a remarkable figure. Next year, 2007, is the 800th anniversary of his birth. And in fact, UNESCO has declared it as the year of Rumi. His poetry in Persian, written while he was living in the eastern Anatolia, in the city of Konya, is a tremendous classic. It was known and recited from the Balkans to southern India and in Central Asia as well. So the Masnavi is an epic of about 25,000 lines in six books, in which he tells the story of the soul from its origins to its culmination in union with God. And it's just really a classic.
The Persian text from Rumi that's going to appear in this song is about Layla and Majnun. Who are Layla and Majnun?
Well, Layla and Majnun are great lovers who are more famous than Romeo and Juliet in the Middle East and farther east than that. They were from the Arab tribes who, remarkably enough, managed to live lives complicated by platonic love affairs that were never requited or fulfilled. And Majnun is the example. His name means possessed by the jinn. In other words, he's crazy with love. And he is in love with the inner beauty of Layli or Layla, and they are the models of the true lovers.
Again, this is Shusha performing an excerpt from Rumi's Masnavi. The album is called Persian Love Songs and Mystic Chants. This is WXYC Chapel Hill, 89.3 FM, and you're listening to Global Music.
Dit Majnun Raye ki Sahranavad Tar miyane Bodiye Ben صفحه‌ای از ریگ و انگشتان قلم می‌زند بر لوح دل هر دم گفته ای مج نون شیدا چیستی می نویسی اینا می بحر کیستی گفت مشق نام لیلی می کنم خاطر خود را تسلی میدهد چون میان سر نیست بر من کام او عشق بازی می کنم با نام او چون میان سر نیست بر من کام او عشق بازی می کنم با نام او.
You're listening to Global Music at WXYC Chapel Hill, 89.3 FM, and we just heard a track from the artist Shusha. This is from her album Persian Love Songs and Mystic Chants. We're talking about music of Iraq and Iran with Dr. Carl Ernst of UNC today. There are a lot of Persian, you know, female singers today, but the current regime in Iran tends to try to obscure their achievements. Dr. Ernst, can you say a little bit more about this?
Well, it is the case that the current Iranian government is somewhat insistent on gender boundaries in certain areas, and one of them is that women performers in music have not received the kind of scope that they would like. This is not to say that there are not any women singers. There are some outstanding ones who are deeply loved, Gugush and Parisa, and others in different styles. So I just wanted to underline the fact that Shusha is by no means the only woman singer in the modern Iranian scene. By the way, she's also a novelist. She lives in London now, and her full name is Shusha Guppy.
The next track we're going to hear is off of an album called Shar-e-Farag. There are three performers on this album, Hesa Medin Siraj, Jalal Zolfanun, and Mohammed Mosavi. The track we're going to hear is called Do Darbi Dilkash. I'm going to go ahead and play this song. It's one of my favorite tracks that we're going to play today. And so I hope you enjoy it too. And when we come back, we may have a few words to say more about this particular piece. We'll be right back. If you're just tuning in, this is WXYC Chapel Hill 89.3 FM, and you're listening to Global Music. Our theme today, Music from the Axis of Evil, Exploring Iraq and Iran, with our guest today, Dr. Carl Ernst of UNC. The next track we're going to hear is Mohammad Reza Lofti. We're going to hear the title track from his album, Mystery of Love. The song we're going to hear incorporates text from the poet Hafez. And after the song, it's fairly short, it's about 3 minutes after the song, Dr. Ernst is going to read a little bit of the poem we're going to hear and a brief excerpt of it in Persian, and then also give us an English translation. So stay tuned for that. This is Mohammad Reza Lofti performing Mystery of Love. That was Mohammad Reza Lofti performing Mystery of Love, a song of an album of the same title, also called Mystery of Love. Dr. Ernst, you saw Mohammad Reza Lofti perform in Raleigh. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about him and also talk a little bit about Hafez?
Yes, well, Lofti is really a master musician. In fact, he has been teaching in Washington, D.C., and he has a number of students. He's had a number of students here in this area. And several years ago, he gave a performance in Raleigh, and so at that time, I had the pleasure to introduce him, and I translated some of the verses. What we have here is a very typical kind of performance in one sense. There's only three verses out of a 10-line poem that are actually recited, so that's partly a selection because of the setting and the effect the musician wants to produce, but it also, in a way, recalls the lines that have not been sung, that is, for those who are in the know. So let me just tell you a bit about this poem first, and I'll read you the three lines and translate them. This one is often understood to refer to early times in the life of Hafez when the city of Shiraz was under a harsh regime that was strictly enforcing or over-enforcing the most rigid aspects of religious law. And so it's kind of a critique of any political regime based on the hypocritical use of religion to control people. The Persian begins like this. Doni ke chang oud che taqrir mikunand penhon khurid bade ke tazir mikunand namus ish quran ghe ashaq miborand ای به جوان و سرزنش پیر می کنند. گویند رمز عشق مگویید و مشنوید. مشکل حکایتیست که تغییر می کنند. So I would translate this as follows. This is, I'm going to mention the word guitar here, but actually the original word is chang. He's talking about one of those wonderful stringed instruments, but we don't have any changs, sorry to say. You know what they say about the lute and guitar? Drink wine in secret. This they like to punish. They attack love's fame and the lover's glory, find fault with youth and criticize old age. They say don't tell or listen to love's mystery. It's a hard story that they like to tell. That's the translation of the verse from Hafez.
I think our listeners will be interested to know that the instrument that we call the lute actually comes from it's sort of an anglicization of the Arabic word or the Persian word oud.
That's right, oud or oud. If you give it an Arabic pronunciation, if you put the definite article on it, the lute is called in Arabic al oud, and you can easily see how that turns into lute in English. And and so we hear that we'll hear that coming up with one of our Iraqi artists, won't we?
Yeah, actually, our next artist is an Iraqi lute player. So now we are going to turn from Iran, and the remainder of our show today is going to focus on music of Iraq, featuring the artist Rahim Al-Haj. We're about to hear a piece from his album, Iraqi Music in a Time of War, live in concert in New York City, April 5, 2003, and which you pointed out to me before the show that's a very significant date.
Well, it's less than a month after the American invasion of Iraq.
Right. The piece we're going to hear has a very brief spoken word introduction by the performer Rahim Al-Haj, in which he explains the significance of the title of the piece. It's called Ruksat al-Nakil, Dance of the Palm Trees. Well, I'll just let him speak for himself. This is Rahim Al-Haj speaking about and then performing Ruksat al-Nakil, Dance of the Palms.
During the war between, during war, Iran war, we lost 2 million trees in that time from the gunfire. And so I composed this piece called The Dances of the Palms when the war stopped. And I thought these trees just started dancing because there is no war anymore. So basically I took this the movement from the tree, and I build it with old tradition Iraqi rhythm, and to establish this piece. So I don't know if these tall poems continue in their joys or continue in their dancing.
We just heard Rahim Al-Hajj, an Iraqi lute performer, doing Ruksat al-Nakil, Dance of the Palms, in memory of the millions of palm trees, as he mentioned, that were destroyed in the Iraq-Iran War. This is on his release, Iraqi Music in a Time of War, Live in Concert in New York City, April of 2003. We're going to hear one more piece from Rahim Al-Hajj. This is called Taksim Makam Mukhalif. And Dr. Ernst, can you talk a little bit about the this track and why the this particular style is distinctively Iraqi?
This is from a wonderful new recording from the Smithsonian Folkways Recordings, which was given to me by a curator there named Atish Sonnenborn, who's done marvelous notes on this. What we're going to hear is a taksim, which is an improvisation, and the modes in the Arabic musical tradition are called maqam, and there's technical details about it, which we needn't stop for, but this is a particular maqam which is absolutely distinctive to Iraq, and Rahim al-Hajj studied in Baghdad, and so this is a way of really presenting what he calls the sadness and tension that seems to be built into this particular maqam.
So this is going to be Taksim Makam Mukhalif by Rahim Al-Hajj. You can find this on an album titled When the Soul is Settled, Music of Iraq.
Thank you.
Rahim Al-Haj performing Taksim Makam Mukhalif from his album When the Soul is Settled, Music of Iraq. Once again, Rahim Al-Haj is an Iraqi lute player, and that track was a kind of a quintessential example of a particularly Iraqi style of lute performance. The last track we're going to hear to round out our selections from Iraq is quite different from anything else we've heard so far. This is from an album that came out on the Sublime Frequencies label last year, I believe. The album is called Chalbi Chalbi, Folk and Pop Songs from Iraq. It's various artists, and the label wanted to put out a CD that kind of compiled popular songs from Iraq from the 70s and 80s, and well into the 90s during the time of war. I think the track I'm going to play is by an unknown artist with an unknown title, so I can't tell you anything more about that, but it's a really fun piece. Again, this is called, it's from the album Chalbi Chalbi, Folk and Pop Songs from Iraq. Thank you for listening to WXYC Chapel Hill 89.3. This is Global Music.
Shall we?
That was a track from the album Chalbi Chalbi, Folk and Pop Songs from Iraq. You can find that on the Sublime Frequencies label. That about wraps up our show today. This has been Global Music. Our theme today has been Music from the Axis of Evil, Exploring Iraq and Iran. I want to thank Dr. Carl Ernst for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And before I go, I wanted to mention, first of all, that if you particularly liked any of the tracks you heard today, you can find out detailed album and track information on WXYC.org. If you go to the website and you click where it says you can pull up live playlists. And I also want to encourage you to listen to our next Global Music Show, where our WXYC DJ Bryce McGowan will be exploring jazz in Italy. His program is going to be called The Birth of the Cool in Italy, Italian Jazz. And you can find out detailed information about this and other Global Music shows at unc.edu/area studies/global music. And Bryce's show will be on December 15th at this time, 5 to 6 p.m. And we also felt that our theme would not be complete without featuring at least one song from the remaining country in the so-called Axis of Evil, that being North Korea. And so we're going to let you go with a song from the album, a compilation of radio songs from North Korea. This is called Radio Pyongyang. Kami Funk and Agitpop from the Hermit Kingdom. This is also on Sublime Frequencies. And thank you for listening. This has been Global Music at WXYC Chapel Hill, 89.3 FM.
그에게서 건강하십니까? 물어봐 물어봐 잘.